You're listening to SBS News.
The mid-year budget update shows Australia's economic growth, wages, investment, and household consumption have all slumped since the April budget. In its mid-year economic fiscal outlook, known as MIEFO, the federal government has revealed almost $22 billion has been wiped from its forecast budget surpluses over the next 4 years. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has blamed weak momentum in the global economy and domestic challenges like drought and bushfires.
Despite these challenges, MIEFO demonstrates that the Australian economy continues to grow, with the budget returning to surplus for the first time in 12 years.
But it's expected to be $2 billion lower than was forecast in April. Net debt is now $392 billion, 19.5% of GDP, or more than $15,000 for every Australian. The government concedes it won't pay that off within the decade as promised and is redirecting funds to infrastructure, aged care and struggling regional producers.
Our devastating drought has already taken a quarter of a percentage point off GDP growth and reduced farm output by a significant amount over the last 2 years.
Finance Minister Matthias Cormann remains optimistic, declaring wages continue to grow faster than inflation and employment growth remains strong.
That is even after significant revenue write-downs, after legislating significant income tax relief, after continuing to provide record funding for the essential services Australians rely on, and after the additional investment into key priority areas in this budget update.
But Labor was unforgiving, with Treasury spokesman Jim Chalmers calling it an humiliating display of the government failing its own test to turn the economy round.
Growth downgraded, unemployment higher, wages growth weaker, business investment dismal, government's economic credibility destroyed. That's the mid-year budget update in a nutshell.
The Treasurer, though, points out the mid-year update is the worst-case scenario for the Australian economy. The Coalition is hoping booming iron ore prices, developments in the China-US trade dispute, and the prospect of post-Brexit trade deals with Britain and the European Union will all help the government outperform its revised forecasts before the next election.
Our pathway to surplus has been steady and consistent, not relying on overly optimistic commodity forecasts.
Labor's Jim Chalmers is again calling for immediate economic stimulus as consumer spending falls, resulting in a $10 billion GST shortfall.
I think the irresponsible thing to do would be to do nothing. We continue to believe that it's possible to do proportionate and measured and responsible actions in the budget without jeopardising the surplus.
The Greens' Richard Di Natale is also calling for an economic boost with an increase to the government's unemployment payment.
We should increase Newstart. By increasing Newstart, it's a massive boost to the economy. That's money that gets spent in local businesses, in local communities, and yet Scott Morrison is more interested in achieving a surplus than having a healthy economy.
Nakari Thorpe, SBS News.